Before he was a martial arts icon, Bruce Lee was a poet, philosopher, and a fledgling instructor in Seattle. Now there's an exhibit focusing on his time in Seattle. Some of the memorabilia comes from a local collector who met the legend when they were both young. From KUOW's City of Dreams team, Ruby DeLuna has the story of the Seattle collector and the man behind his inspiration.
Perry Lee remembers the first time he met Bruce Lee, no relation. It was 1964. He was a sophomore at Franklin High School. Back then, Bruce Lee was an unknown, an everyday guy who was into martial arts and had been invited to do a demonstration at the school assembly.
He would ask the toughest person to come down.
The student who volunteered took boxing classes. Bruce then asked the student to throw punches. Perry says what Bruce did next amazed him.
And I never saw anybody that was that powerful, that could move that fast, that was so spontaneous, cat-like, you know, and so fluid. And here he was sparring with some of the best fighters in high school, blocking their punches, you know, throwing them to the ground. It just really kind of blew me away.
And there was something else that Perry felt at that moment.
It made me proud. It made me proud because it was really the first positive image I saw of an Asian person. You know, it's just like, wow, you know. You know, back in the 60s, you know, a lot of Asians were considered nerds, you know, were more academic than you know, into the athletic field.
The demonstration at Franklin High would be one of several that Bruce Lee would do during his time in Seattle.
Seattle was really a formative time in his life.
And it's the Bruce Lee that most people don't know. Cassie Chin is exhibit lead of the Bruce Lee exhibit at the Wing Luke Museum.
It was a time where he dreamt his dreams and started to bring them to reality. So we get to dive in deep in regards to what does Seattle mean to him? How did it lay the foundation for where he would go?
Bruce Lee was born in San Francisco and grew up in Hong Kong, but it was Seattle where he became a young adult. He was 19 when he came here and took classes at Seattle Central College. He later transferred to University of Washington, where he studied philosophy and met his wife.
One of his favorite places to go was Lake Washington. We have a number of poems that Bruce wrote related to Lake Washington, especially.
It was cool and mild. The distant merging of lake and sky is but a red trace of sunset. The deep silence of the lake cuts off all tumult from me. Along the lonely bank, I
Chin says he liked Lake Washington, partly because it reminded him of the waters of Hong Kong.
You could connect the waters of Hong Kong with the waters in Lake Washington. There was a familiarity there, but also it was an integral place of him thinking about his philosophy. One of his famous quotes is, "Be like water."
Bruce Lee's time in South Seattle was short, but it created a foundation for how he lived and taught. He was inclusive and taught martial arts to anyone who wanted to learn. Bruce Lee later moved to California, taking part in competitions, and opened another martial arts studio. Around this time, he was discovered by Hollywood. He was invited to play Kato, the sidekick of the Green Hornet.
Bruce Lee literally exploded onto the small screen. His popularity just kind of went through the roof. And so they started putting out all these toys that would appeal to young people.
Perry Lee followed Bruce Lee's career. He also started collecting things associated with him, magazines, action figures, and especially those toys from the Green Hornet era.
How many items do you have now in your collection?
Oh, thousands.
Enough to fill two rooms of his house and more in boxes. Perry admits it's way too much.
Collectors, we just like to keep collecting. It's hard to break out of that mold. Until our wives get mad at us. I don't know if I should be saying this, but I really have to hide a lot from my wife, you know.
Perry has loaned many of his collections to the Wing Luke exhibit. He says Bruce Lee still has special meaning for him today, even after his untimely death in 1973.
I think it still holds true what's been said about Bruce through the decades. You know, he brought people together, whether you were black, white, or Mexican, everybody loved Bruce. You know, to this very day, he still inspires people with his philosophy.
The latest Bruce Lee exhibit at the Wing Luke Museum is called A Dragon Lives Here. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.